Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
I always mention this. Our water system in South Africa is a pressure system. As opposed to maybe other parts of the world where it's an electronic system that works with valves. We've got valves as well, but they're manual valves. So essentially what happens is you pack the water into a pipe, and then when the pressure builds, that's what helps the water flow to where it needs to go. And Johannesburg City has been implementing what's called water throttling. So, you know, like how we have load shedding?
Mm-hmm.
They're throttling water, so reducing pressure so that people don't waste water as much as they probably do.
Okay.
Now, this will have effects on how you use your water. You will have seen when you open up your tap, your water doesn't come out as hard exactly as it usually does. And it may have adverse effects on things like geysers, for example, right? Because a geyser essentially is a cistern. So what happens is the water gets packed into your geyser. There's a heating element. Because the water's trapped there, the heating element heats up the water. And then when you open your hot tap, the pressure allows the water to come out.
Yeah.
Now, when there's not much pressure going to a geyser, sometimes what may happen is when you open up your hot tap, your hot tap won't come out, depending on what sort of geyser you have. Because it's got something called a non-return valve. So once the water's in there, it doesn't come back out into the pipe. Have you noticed anything regarding your tap? And if you have, what measures have you taken into place? Like generally, like farmers, they all have their own compressors. So they'll trap the water maybe in a tank, etc. and so on. And then they've got a pressurizer, which is a compressor, which will then build up to whatever pressure it is. You set the PSI, and they won't notice any difference. Just like if you're using a toilet, for example, because the water's kept in a cistern. When you flush, it'll flush properly.
Yeah.
It's just that your cistern will refill at a slower pace.
I can't say I've noticed any difference in my own home. I'll be lying.
So?
I haven't, eh? I just realized now when you're speaking, it took me longer to fill up the tub yesterday. But like the way the water gets out, it's not a tap.
Yes.
It's very wide. So it's difficult to tell whether there's high pressure or not. But honestly speaking, I really haven't noticed.
Kat? Yeah.
No, I haven't. But I'll say, you know, in the country that we're living in, you're just grateful that there's water coming out of the tap.
True.
You're just grateful you have electricity.
Yeah.
So I haven't noticed that. No, not really.
Outside of that, can I tell you what I have noticed?
Yes.
The water is brown.
Really?
Yes. If you take the water and you put it in a glass, please watch the color of the water. So basically now, so we haven't been drinking tap water at home for drinking and cooking purposes for a while. But now it is worse.
Oh.
Like, even when you fill up the water in the tub, it's I'm like, yo, guys, no.
Interesting.
Why don't you cook with it? Because you're going to boil it. And
no.
Then
you cook with it.
I've been cooking with it.
Explains
a lot of things.
No, he's right, though.
No, because
you
speaking.
You
kill
the
germs.
Even Amazon
and Balhazia.
Okay.
If you boil the water, you should be fine.
Balhazia, guys. But you know what? I've heard the theory. You know, with dirty water, apparently you don't boil it once. So that thing is not... you have to boil it actually a few times for it to be clean.
Okay, so now you're talking about distilled water, right? So there's filtration and then there's distilled water. So if you boil the water will still be dirty. It just won't have the viruses and the germs that will kill you. But what you need to do after boiling it is you need to filter it. So there's different filtration systems. Then the water will come out clean now. So like visibly when you look at it, it will be clean. But also, you know, the thing with water that's also interesting is it depends how long your pipework is. So for example, bigger houses, right? Bigger houses, you find that there are some taps that have less pressure than others.
Yes.
Because the water goes through longer pipes than it does a smaller house. Small house, just one inlet, one outlet. And then it's fine. Another thing is, let's say maybe you're taking a shower and somebody else has another tap open elsewhere.
Yes.
You notice that in the shower.
That we know.
Shower at the same time. No,
exactly.
No.
And that brings us to another science, which I kind of like, but people don't necessarily think about. The water mixture, right? Like how you mix your water. Let's say, for simplicity's sake, your water mix ratio is 1:1.
Mm-hmm.
So one part cold water, one part hot water makes the warm water that you like.
Mm-hmm.
In winter, because the cold water is generally colder because it stays in dams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You may find that your water mix ratio drops now to like 0.6 parts cold water, right? And then still one part hot water. And then you still get the same amount of water. So you're wondering how, what's going on? When I used to put my shower, for example, at this level, I'd get a good mix. Now I have to put it somewhere else. Yes. That's because the cold water is coming out colder.
Yes.
And so you need a lot more hot water to balance that out.
And then you wonder why there's point. No hot water in the geyser after somebody has taken a shower.
Exactly. Exactly. So give us a shout if you experience this water issue, water throttling, and what kind of an issue is causing in your house, if anything. 086-00-00959.
Hello, Sister World. At time already this thing a month on weekends. The pressure corner it's very low. So this Saturday is very, it was worse. Very worse. And the Amazon corner ours is a truth. So yeah.
This is the world. Yeah, alright, I'm not saying I'm getting a piece of it too full. Kulumano kortisi la nai eva lati bonili wuchasheri asazi wuchu kwenzagala hapa manje zitu winter low shading yo azi kote sasa pili mafitu unzi ni South Africa.
So
I have noticed we've been complaining, I think, in my area for the very same reason. So beside the fact that the water looks dirty and brown, even if you call plumbers and say maybe there's a rust in the pipes, there's nothing like that. You change it, the water's still brown. Comes out brown, so we now know it's dangerous to drink, or at least drink with caution, or you boil or whatever. The water pressure has been a complaint for months for us. Water pressure is constantly low. I think last week for a couple of days, it seemed to be good enough, and then now it's back to low. For some reason, yes, the water pressure is an issue, and we've had it for a while now.
Mpo. You can't blame the water. When the water comes out brown, and it's only you, like specifically this time, whenever you think the water is the problem, no, the problem is your pipes. So every time you open your water, especially after a long time of when the pipes are closed, then you open the water, and there's brown stuff that comes out. That means your pipes are rusted. So you need to change the pipes at your home. This time, unfortunately, it's not the water, it's you, Mpo. Lukisa di pipe.
It could be an oxidization problem. It could also just be a pressure problem as well, right?
So because that means the entire complex has got an oxidization problem.
It could be. So generally, here's what happens, right? There are certain things that only get dislodged when the water pressure is at a certain level. And then there's certain things that will get dislodged. Like, for example, I'm trying to think to the best way to explain this. If you've got a water running through a pipe, right? And this is an old pipe, but the water's continually running. That old pipe may not disintegrate. But then, if you close the water and then reopen it in that pipe is going to burst and break apart into all sorts of things. That's why whenever water's been gone and the water's coming back, they always bring it back gradually because they don't want the pipes to burst, right? Likewise, if you reduce the pressure of water, as the Johannesburg City has done, and then you gradually now re-increase that pressure, as that pressure increases, it's going to take with it a whole lot of other things that had been maybe forming in the pipe, but obviously hadn't been dislodged. And so those things will all flow through towards the end of the cistern or towards the end of the faucet or whatever it is that pipe is. That's why you end up with those things. Jalam, one very simple way. Whenever pelamans, then the water comes back. The first bit of water that comes back is dirty. And the reason for that is because the guys have been working in the pipes. And when they open the pipes, obviously mud gets in there. They seal it, yada, yada, yada. And then they've got to flush out all that dirt. So it could be that as well. I'm not sure. Or maybe Paul does need to change the whole pipe.
All
of us. The estate, I'll do that work for you. I'll give you a nice, nice quote.
Good morning, Kaya family. Yo, the water thing is wild. Wild these days. I ngek. Umpo uraiti magata manzi sawaza a brownish. Angatango lili. Nyazbuza in a long run tina abantu ba abapila nge tap water. Like, so puza siwa spela ngao, sikeza ngao. Wouldn't that affect us in the long run? Meaning our e-health yetu. I think we should get someone from Joburg Water to explain what kwenzakalani and yini enza amanzi ukuthi angcole kanje nowadays, because yo, it's really worrying. Yes, waka kakhulu lento le.
Yeah, well, look, you don't even need anybody from Joburg Water to explain that. Drinking dirty water will make you sick.
Guys, yona le water throttling yabo le ayishisa igiza yami kayi two. So manje angisazi ukuthi ngenze njani. Ifile manje igiza, ngiyakutshela ngisebenzisa ama-air lawo amabhakethe ukugeza. Nguga amabhakethe esithele emabhavini. Yo, yiyo yona le water throttling. Amagiza afile, ife kayi-one. Yaphinda futhi yafa. So manje angisakhona ukuyilungisa. Kumele ngithenge nje.
Yeah. When you started this segment, if you go back and listen to your podcast, you hear that I mentioned Uti Geezers get affected adversely by this. So, ish, I don't know what to say, man.
Good morning, Caesar and the team. My name is Elaine. I'm in Germiston. With regards to the water situation, I am noticing it. For example, doing laundry on Saturday, the machine kept beeping because there wasn't enough water coming through. And when I tried opening the tap, I could see that actually the pressure is very low. So with us, that's basically what happens. Every morning we struggle with water pressure. It's a real issue, the sad.
Yeah. So here's what you can do, right? If, for example, you have a standalone house or an apartment, you can get a small JoJo tank. You get JoJo tanks for apartments.
Oh.
That they slimline. They still carry water, but they're very slim. You put it up against the wall. So what you do is you collect the water in the JoJo tank primarily, and then you're going to need to get yourself a compressor, a small tank that will pressurize the water coming out of there. So essentially what you're creating is a cistern so that the water will come in from the municipality, you collect it, and then from your tank now out into your mains, it will come pressurized. Obviously, this comes at a cost, and obviously this compressor works electricity. So these are things that unfortunately don't come cheap. I think maybe the tank will cost you like maybe 10,000 rand or something. Depending on how big you get the compressed tank as well, that will be another maybe 7,000 rand. Then you need somebody to come there and fit these things for you. These are just solutions that you can obviously put into place if this is that much of an issue for you.
Morning, Cizwe. Also, changing your filters on your taps can also, it can seem like there's no pressure. So you need to change your filter so that there's like enough pressure coming out.
100%. Also a very, very good point. So leading into pipes, there usually is a filter, specifically going into the toilet, etc. and so on. And those filters are very easy to change and very easy to clean. You open it up, you unscrew it, you find sand there sometimes, right? And you just wash it out and brush it out cleanly, put it back in. Same thing with showers. Showers get blocked because the sand particles literally get into the little holes. So sometimes you may need to unscrew your shower, wash it clean, or sometimes get a brand new shower altogether. You see? These are all costly things, but vele nje being an adult is costly.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.